Bus service in Weston was eliminated because of Governor Walker's cuts in state aid to municipalities. The move curtailed public transportation all across the greater Wausau area. The faith-based social justice group NAOMI gathered the signatures to put the referendum on tomorrow's ballot. Volunteer Jean Abreu spent the weekend knocking on doors because she feels the cutback is an unfair burden on poor, working-class people.
They've had to rely on a taxi, so some of them are paying $250 a month just to get to work and back. Then they still have to go to the grocery store. They still have doctor appointments. There's also been a loss of independence.
But Weston Village Administrator Daniel Guild notes that the community has only so much money to spend, and if it restores bus service, something else would have to be cut.
In these tough economic times, our Board of Trustees has determined that public transportation is not the most effective use of village taxpayer money.
Guild says that Weston doesn't want to lose its identity as a haven for low taxes.
The village has prided itself on maintaining a competitive tax rate. We just have felt at this point in time that this is not where we want to invest.
But Abreu thinks village residents should look at a bigger picture.
For me, I don't see those municipality lines. I guess that's why I'm involved in this, because I see us as a whole community.
The Village of Weston is challenging the decision to put the bus question on tomorrow's ballot. The case is still pending. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.